WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie, The War of the Roses, is a dark comedy about the disintegration of a marriage. Critic at large Laurie Stone says director Danny DeVito's message may not be what it appears to be.
In an interview on Entertainment Tonight, Danny DeVito said he thought that War of the Roses would have lasting value. It sounded like Hollywood hype, but he was right. I should have known. DeVito is nothing if not brashly honest. His sensibility is pure id. He glories in menace, infantile greed, rage, contrition, and scheming. What makes him delightful is that he doesn't pretend to be anything else. The central characters in The War of the Roses, Barbara and Oliver, meet cute, both bidding over the same antique figurine. They marry and have two children, looking Norman Rockwell normal, but it is precisely the unrealness in their relationship that generates their later discontent. They fall in love with images. He wants a beautiful, poised wife to show off to his business associates. Early on, Barbara senses that he's fatuous and pompous, but she doesn't know what she wants, and she sinks into vagueness rather than fighting it. She allows his wishes to fill her, and to pass time, she pours her heart and soul into creating a home. She refinishes woodwork with a vengeance and cooks elegant meals. But after 17 years of marriage, when Oliver gets sick and Barbara imagines him dying, she's suddenly happy. She declares she wants out, demanding the house. It's the only thing she values about the life she's lived. Oliver won't give in because, indeed, for him, his wife and house are one and the same thing, and he doesn't want to let either of them go. Thus begins their war, and it's a bloody, liberating free-for-all. The movie is riveting throughout, like an accident about to happen, then one in full swing. The stars, Kathleen Turner, Michael Douglas, and DeVito, who plays a divorce lawyer, have never been keener. Turner is especially inspired. She's all smoky compliance turned sadist. In vicious struggle, the couple do, at last, seem suited, bound together in the common enterprise of destroying what they can't possess. They radiate far more pleasure in dismantling their security than they had in erecting it, because material accumulation has substituted for emotion. Finally, they have power over their objects rather than the other way around. They discover feelings for the first time, energies that have heretofore been sublimated into buying and arranging. In this scene, Barbara reveals depths of cunning she would never have believed herself capable of.
Oliver, if you don't get out of here now, you have no idea how far I'll go.
How far? Tell me. Sure, we've been horrible to each other, but we had something. We still do. We haven't passed any point of no return.
I have.
I'm not convinced. Nobody who makes pate this good can be all bad.
That depends on what the pâté is made of.
The pâté, she soon tells Oliver, has been concocted of something he holds dear. There's a stated moral to the movie. It's that people should stay married because divorce can be dangerous. DeVito, speaking for himself, has said the same thing in interviews. Apparently, he doesn't know how far he's gone. This movie is not a cautionary tale about divorce, but about marriage. It depicts the wedded state as a consumer nightmare and domesticity as a breeding ground for savagery, not protection against it. Marriage has seldom been autopsied with more cutthroat candor or ironic edge.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.